So probably in the top three of all conversations lately is the vaccination for COVID-19. And I've got a couple of questions about it. And joining us to have a chat is Kylie Quinn, Vice Chancellor's Research Fellow from the School of Health and Biomedical Services at RMIT University. Kylie, are you well?
I am well. How are you doing, Andrew?
Not too bad. Are you in a position to have had the vaccine yet?
No, I'm not. I'm lined up for phase 2B.
A lot of people have been talking about the fact that the vaccine can be a couple of shots. Why multiple shots?
Yeah, so both of the vaccines that are currently being rolled out in Australia, so the Pfizer vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine, we get them in two shots. So the first of those shots is what we call the prime, and you can kind of think of that as it's getting the engine of your immune system going. You can start to generate some good immunity against the virus.
Right.
But different people might respond differently. So some people might develop a level of immunity that's really good. And some people are still on the lower end of that immunity. And it's really hard to tell who's who. So to really guarantee that everyone's up at that point where they've got really strong, robust levels of immunity, we give a second shot. So for the Pfizer vaccine, they recommend around 3 weeks later. For the AstraZeneca vaccine, we can have more of a space. And that second shot just makes sure that we bring everyone's level of immunity up to a really reliable level that we can be confident that they'll be protected against disease with infection.
Kylie, what do you know so far as far as a difference between the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines? Is there a difference?
They are different vaccines. Mm. And we have good data now in terms of their efficacy, which is how they performed in clinical trials. That's sort of performing in the ideal world in a very defined population of people. So we know that both the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer vaccine have very good levels of immunity. Pfizer does have a slightly higher level of efficacy, but both of them also perform well in older individuals, which is good. Both of those vaccines, though, do have slightly different storage conditions, shipping conditions, those sorts of things, and slightly different guidelines around when we give that second shot, that booster shot. So they're both really good vaccines. They're both really solid vaccines.
I know how some people, they think they probably consider, well, if there's two vaccines, maybe I should take both of them to fully prepare myself. Is it even possible to do that?
Yeah, at this point, that's not what we're recommending. We've tested these vaccines on those big clinical trials that were run sort of late last year. Those vaccines were tested with two shots of the same vaccine, one after the other. So we know that that works, and because we know that works, that's what we recommend people do. There is a situation in the UK, they had to roll the vaccine out really quickly at the end of last year, beginning of this year, because they had that, you know, that big wave coming through. There were a lot of infections in the community, so they just needed to get vaccines into arms as quickly as possible. And they had that same recommendation that you use the same vaccine, either the Pfizer two shots or the AstraZeneca two shots. But they recognise that in some situations that might be difficult. So perhaps someone gets a vaccine and they can't remember, or they don't have good records of what they had the first time around.
Yep.
Their official guidance is that when they came for that second shot, if that wasn't clear what they got the first time around, they should still get the booster shot with whatever was available. So that might be a situation where you have a mixed vaccine.
So, Kylie, mixing the two doesn't mean you're going to inadvertently turn yourself into Spider-Man, or possibly more controversially, Batman, given the circumstances.
No, you're fine. There's no, you know, I don't see any biological reason for why it would be a major negative.
But it is important to get the vaccine. This is the message that everybody needs to get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think longer term as well, we're seeing the emergence of these variants of concern. So these are variants of the original virus that might make it harder for our immune system to recognise the virus.
Yep.
With those variants of concern, to help our immune system recognise these new variants coming along, the manufacturers are already onto it. They're already making updated versions of the vaccine that can help our immune system recognise the new variants. And so then we might be offered another vaccine further on down the track that enables our immune response to respond to these new variants. And that, again, might be a different type of vaccine.
Well, I've described COVID as essentially a war, and it seems the front shifts from time to time. But the best way to shield ourselves is with the vaccine. Kylie Quinn from RMIT University, thank you very much for having a chat about it today.
Thank you very much, Andrew.